That's at TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome aboard, everyone. We hope you're having a wonderful week thus far. Hope you had a special weekend with that special Valentine of yours. I know we had time with our family and our friends and our children, and so it was a great time here in the Wilson household. And I just want to give a shout out to the folks over up in Asheville at the Grove Park Inn. If you've never been to the Grove Park Inn, take the time to do it. I don't care if you live all the way out in California. It's worth whatever it costs. It is. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place. And it's so relaxing. We took some time and hung out at the spa there. And
I was telling Justin y'all went there, and he's like, oh, I want to try that. What did y'all do spa treatment-wise?
Well, we did everything.
Sweet.
But no, we didn't do the couples massage just because we had that at another place that someone gave us. And so we said, instead of buying all that.
Right.
But we did the... What is it where you get in the hot water and then you get in the cold water and then we did the steam room and all that.
Oh, goodness.
So, oh, my word. And now, if you like eucalyptus, you'll love the steam room because it's called the eucalyptus steam room.
Okay.
And for the first time in 8 years, I breathed. I mean, I just walked in there and I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my word. But it was great. It was great. So we want to welcome everybody aboard. This is episode 352 tonight. We're talking about the lies that broke people can believe. And I'll tell you what, if you're suffering financially, emotionally, spiritually, health-wise, you know, we all from time to time can get duped. We can buy into something that just isn't the reality. It's not truth. And so we're going to attack some of those. It's not about attacking people, you know. So, you know, it's just about, you know, some of these things, they, you know, the good book says you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. So if truth is what sets you free, then a lie is what incarcerates you. And so that's what we want to talk about tonight, how you can have freedom in your finances. That's what we're going to be spending a lot of time on because this is a business show. So we're going to be talking about that. And I'm going to open it up to my panel to talk about. But before we get going, let's go ahead and introduce the panel.
I'm back.
Back from the sick ward and joining the living again. And
praise the Lord.
An ELT trainer here, Miss Lindsay Taylor. How you doing, Lindsay?
I am good. We survived the flu. I still have a little bit of like a sore throat thing going on, so I might lose my voice, but I'm so back.
Well, it's good to have you back, but I know you've been, it seems like everybody has been sick lately.
Oh yeah, the struggle has been real. On the street, in the church, in our church, like all my people have been struggling.
It's the same way. We go to a church up in North Carolina, and it's like half the congregation is sick, so I get that totally. And to her right, my brother from another mother.
Hey now.
Who's always bringing the party. Back in the TW3 studios from two different time zones and every back road between Illinois, Indiana, and Kansas. Mr. Magic Mike. How you doing, Magic Mike? Michael
good.
Corbett.
Good. Only in the Eastern time so far this week. So.
Well, that's good.
Okay, that's
so
we're good.
So you know what time zone you're in now.
That's right.
You know when to go to bed.
I think he was working at a place where you woke up in one time zone, you drove to another time zone, and got there an hour
that's
earlier
so
than you left.
Yeah. It's in all my travel, I've never done that one. But there's probably some more future ahead of me, but.
Yeah,
when you wake up in the Eastern time zone and the drive is about 30 minutes to your hospital location.
Right.
In the Central time zone, you leave at 7 a.m. and you get at the hospital at 6:30 a.m.
Like, I would be so confused.
Like, hey now.
I wouldn't even know my name at the end of that.
Like, simply I could say without adding a context around it.
Right.
Time travel. Yeah. Is real.
Time travel. It's so funny. Oh, my word. Well, it's good to have you back and right in front of me.
I like how it just goes to blue.
There's no camera for me. There's no camera
for Amy.
Guess what? Guess
one day
what?
We're going to pop one on them and the world's going to be wowed.
The world will be wowed.
I think everybody's seen me before at least once or twice.
Well, right in front of me and providing the supply side economics of the TW3 business. A tyrant of support tickets, my son, and whom I'm well pleased, Mr. Trickle Down himself. How you doing, Reagan?
I'm here.
That's what he says every show. I'm here.
Can't you see me?
Present and accounted for. And right across from him in the control room, monitoring the chat, the studio, audio, and all the way.
I love the delay.
Yeah.
He's listening. He just hears it 5 seconds off.
Hearing the actual live feed.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's playing on a brand new super duper gaming PC purchased with something that he's trying to introduce to his generation. It's called work. That's how he actually bought it. My other son, in whom I'm well pleased.
Wait, he bought that?
He bought it. We absolutely.
Yes, River.
River bought that with his own money.
Another entrepreneur in the making.
And Uncle Michael helped him.
We hope it catches on.
We hope your work ethic does catch on. And
I saw a little wire that was like hanging down or something. I was like, oh, is that good? He was like, yeah, Michael said it was fine. I was like, okay.
We still have to go in there a little bit with the ties.
Yeah.
But we could actually do that this evening.
Clean up the wiring.
Up till about 2 a.m. the other night, I had to tell him, like, I'll be back tomorrow.
It was all the updates.
This is good enough for now.
But we got it.
That's good.
That was the age old Windows conundrum. You know.
That's the one thing I like about Mac. There's none of that once you open it up out of the box.
Well, you should have seen last night. I had River over and our cousin. And the idea was we were all going to play games together. We brought our PCs, but I was like, oh, I'll upgrade my CPU real quick. And then we'll
yeah. Oh.
No, wasn't compatible. It was 4 hours of troubleshooting. Ooh. It was awful.
So. Oh, my word.
Good thoughts, but
yeah,
not plug and play like they want to say all the time.
No, it's not.
But that's your computer talk for the evening.
Now that everybody's asleep, what's up?
Well, I have heard, this is relevant to the show. I'm actually going to the Apple store tomorrow, and I'm investigating another computer for the studio here.
All right.
And I'm told the new MacBook Pros will drive 3 cameras. This one will only drive 2. Hmm. And so that's why there's only 2 cameras, but we might have 3. And if we can, well.
Uh-oh.
The Wilson boys.
Uh-oh.
Might have to take a bath before.
You'll just probably need to go with the highest upgrade on there because the video card is what's going to drive it.
Is that what drives it, is the video card?
Okay.
I got you. So it's not a matter of USB ports and compatibility.
No, it matters what the video card can output.
Got you. Well, I'll have to talk to the guy tomorrow. Listen, send in your shout outs right now if you want. If you've got someone on the show or someone invited you, we'd love to give the shout outs here in just a second. If you want to join our live podcast and if you're listening to this as a recording later on, the way the folks got on tonight and was able to ask us questions and interact with us is they're part of our podcast list. And you can join that list by texting the word at TW3podcast to 81010. That's the at sign, at TW3podcast. Text that word to the number 81010. And we just ask if you're in the chat room tonight to observe the rules. Keep it relevant, keep it clean, and keep it positive. If you are a member at TW3, you're more than welcome to ask general questions or ask questions that your clients are asking you. However, if it's a specific membership question, I'm working on a landing page and I need to know how to do it in step 4. That's for Wednesday nights. That's not for tonight. Those questions won't be asked or answered. And so it's not that we're ignoring you. This is for the general public. Okay. So we just ask you to make sure that you ask those questions on Wednesday night. So when we get back, Reagan is going to be reading your shout outs and we'll start getting to your questions. And I'm going to tell you, and actually I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about an email I got that someone had questions about. Is all this money Terry talks about making from home, is it real? Is it for real? And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the email I got and what I liked about it. I actually liked some of it. And what, you know, I think it's going to play into what we're talking about tonight. Because I think the guy might have bought into some things that just aren't so. And that's what's driving his decision making on how he's asking questions. So when we get back, we'll open that up. We'll give your shout outs and we'll get going in just a second. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to see your business explode in 2019? Last year of March 2018, we had our first conference where we had a small group of 25 entrepreneurs come together. Out of 25 entrepreneurs, 23 of them exploded this past year. And we're doing it again this year, March 21st,
22nd, 23rd at the Aloft Hotel in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. This three-day event is going to inspire you, it's going to inform you, and it's going to illustrate for you exactly how people just like you are taking their lives to new levels. You want to earn more? You want to enjoy more? Do you want to experience more? Then come to the You Are Worth More Conference this year, 2019, in Greenville, South Carolina. Register now at worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
We're English now.
Look out.
We got a Euro.
We got a,
on staff.
What is, yeah, that's right. I found that guy on Fiverr. And he's actually a weatherman.
I like it.
And he does voiceovers. And I liked his because it sort of reminded me, what was the guy from the 80s and 90s of the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
He looks like him. And he
That's
sort of said,
so funny.
So before I got Christopher B. to do out of Ohio to do a lot of my intro stuff, I used this guy. If you go back and listen to some of the older podcasts, back when I called it Dollars and Cents, it was him. And now back to our show.
I like it.
And then you got this English sounding guy, and then this redneck comes up. Hey, how y'all doing?
One of my elite members from the Northeast is like, all y'all are, or he didn't say all y'all.
He did not say that.
You guys are so Southern. Yeah.
You guys are so Southern.
Or the use guys.
Use guys.
Use guys.
Use guys. Well, we need to stop trying to act.
It's Ron's birthday.
Hey.
It's Ron's birthday.
Bam, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I can see the chat now, so my whole world is opened up.
Oh, that's right. We got it up on the screen.
Yep.
So, Reagan, go ahead and give us our shout outs.
Cool. Oh, no. I press paste and then, okay, cool. Here we go.
He did that last week. I said, oh, I just forgot.
No, well, what I'm doing is copying it and then putting it in a notebook. But then, sorry. Anyway, Jim wants to shout out Lynn Lindsay. John wants to shout out his guest, Andrea, from OK City.
All right.
Daniel wants to shout out, big shout out to some guests, Albert Gonzalez in Texas and Janice and Janet. Also, I got a shout out from Daniel, so I feel special.
Oh, you got a shout out for Daniel's over in Okinawa.
Yeah. So
I've got a shout out for Ramesh, my new Plus member.
All right. So we've got Ramesh and any other shout outs.
Yes. Trevor wanted to shout out. This isn't quite a shout out, but I liked it. It says, I want to be Mark Griffin when I grow up. This one's from Trevor.
Yes.
Trevor, we all want to be Mark Griffin when we grow up.
Also, did you know he was in Asheville?
I do.
I saw that.
And he did not
come
by.
And he did not come visit.
Didn't come visit.
He didn't come to Bennington.
Didn't come by and say hello. Didn't call. Didn't write.
He didn't come get us in shape, do a workout for the street.
No, he didn't do any of that.
Come on, Mark.
Mark is just getting slack. I don't know what to do.
Well, maybe he knows his audience regarding the working out.
Probably more.
I found our 5K, by the way.
Yeah, you keep finding your 5K.
Real quick. Tammy said, nice to be here with all of you. I'm a guest of Ron Haslam's. Also, happy birthday to Ron.
Happy birthday. And so Ron's got a shout out from Tammy. Well, Tammy, it's good to have you on the live stream tonight. And this is you can go back and listen to any of these live streams. This is actually how we record our podcast as well. And if you want to subscribe to our podcast, you can go over to terrywilson3.com/iTunes and subscribe and listen to any of the shows that maybe you missed.
Callie wants to make sure Michael doesn't stay over here until 2 a.m. this time. So that's important.
We'll make it 2:30.
We'll make it 2:30, Callie.
Real problems in the hood.
No, real problem. Real problems. You know, it's rough
and
out.
That was on a Thursday after I had just gotten home from the airplane.
I know. You like, flew home, came
that's
straight.
That's commitment, River.
You guys are like high school boys.
So Uncle Michael's taking care of you, hey. River. So, and delayed. It goes dead because he doesn't have a microphone.
It's delayed response.
And a 30-second delay.
River and I are tight.
I understand.
Kimberly sweet. Wanted to shout out Gary Green. Thanks for the invite. So excited to get started.
All right. So Greenbacks, Kimberly's here with Greenbacks and... Kimberly, I tell you what, if you want to see Mr. Greenbacks in action, come to the conference this coming March 21st, 22nd, 23rd. He's going to be one of our speakers along with Mark and Lindsay here. And but Greenbacks was at the last conference talking about the script that he's developed in the call center. And it was amazing watching all those groupies follow him around and making $1,000.
Mr. Zen, being around him is like taking a Xanax.
I know. Take two Greenbacks and call me in the morning.
Yes.
Couple more here. Kamaya wanted to shout out Khadija Jackson on starting as a sales rep today. Looking forward to working with you.
All right.
John Miller wanted to shout out Mark Ian Griffin.
All right.
And then Gary wanted to give a shout out to Gene Smith, David Riddle, Harold Barnes, and Scott Smith.
All right. All right. Well, guys, welcome aboard. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. We got some exciting stuff to share with you tonight. I think we're going to give you some a lot of great value here. So, thank you guys so much for being on with us. Reagan, do we have any questions that we need to hit before we open this thing up and start talking?
No, but some people may notice an echo. So just a heads up, we are working on that. That's the room we're in currently.
So. I think so, yeah. Now, is it on everybody's mics or is it just on...
I've only seen one person mention it.
Is it on Miss Lindsay's mic?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, Miss Lindsay is over there against a hard wall that is not acoustically treated. It's actually
plastic.
My wife.
I'm in the corner.
Yeah.
We've got her in a corner because she misbehaves quite often. But you'll hear when she laughs and talks up like that, what happens is you're hearing the reflective sound. So we're going to have to treat our little room a little bit so that we can cut down on that because I was actually hearing that on another podcast as well. So we'll try to get that fixed for you guys that... Because I know if you're an audiophile like me, sometimes those types of things can be frustrating.
Cool.
Well, I got an email, guys, and I shared it with you guys when I got it Saturday. I was going to title this past Saturday, Salty Saturday. And it happens every time. I mean, I'm no Nostradamus, but I can almost predict it. If I send out... everybody that's on my email list, and it's usually about 80 to 100,000 people I'll send out invitations to watch the and invite and come on the podcast. And I can always send out an invite, and we'll get a few hundred people that will come and watch it. And then over the coming week, we'll have about 10,000 downloads on the audio side. But I always know if I mention money or what you can make in this business, if I mention that, inevitably, sending it out to that many people, you're going to have a few people that get triggered.
Mm-hmm. Show me the money.
You're one of them. You're one of those charlatans. You're one of those get-rich-quick type guys.
Here in my garage.
Here in my garage, you see all of these books and you see all of these Lamborghinis. And you know, there's a reason why we don't market TWC.
Personally, I love that ad. No, yeah, not for the reasons it's supposed to be. But
I know. It's you're laughing at him.
I'm laughing with him. I hope
no, you're not laughing. Yeah.
He's choosing not to laugh. It's not my fault. He invites there.
I'm not criticizing him, by the way, guys, because I know I've got a lot of members that are fans of his and subscribes to him and some of his training. Sure. He's actually from Hickory, North Carolina, I think.
Sure.
So we don't want to make fun of people from North Carolina. If he was from South Carolina, we would not. No, to each his own. That's all I'm going to say about that. I actually like some of his stuff, but I don't agree with some of the way he, it's just not my style.
You're not a fan of the way he advertises.
I don't like, I'm of the school that I think true financial freedom is, and then I'm going to open up this email, but I'm going to go ahead and share it now. We go to an evangelical church. We don't go to a liturgical church. And what that means is, we don't have prayer books in our church. We don't read prayers. That's not our church. There's a lot of churches that do that, and that's great. But there is one prayer that my pastor taught me about 10 years ago when we were going through a lot of stuff. And it's been my prayer from that day. In so many words, I had to actually call him before the podcast night and said, can you send that to me? You taught it on Wednesday night. And it just meant so much to me. And I think it's because of the time period, because what the context was being free. And I was feeling so bound up because that was the time that we'd lost everything. We'd lost the business. The house was being foreclosed. We just had cars repossessed. I mean, we were in a bad spot. And I've got four children and one on the way at that point. And, you know, our church tradition is you pray unto the Lord as you wish, whatever moves on your heart, you pray. But he had this prayer that had been so meaningful to him. And it's a very three-idea prayer. It's not even a long prayer. You're going to laugh when you hear it. But the prayer is this: Lord, put me in a position where I have nothing to lose, nothing to hide, and nobody to impress. Because it impressed upon him, that's what true freedom looks like. When I don't have anything to lose, and I was already in a position, I felt so defeated because I'd lost all of this stuff. I've lost my business, my employees, my means of making money, a house. I had lost all this. And I was feeling so ashamed because of it. So I was wanting to hide from the world. I mean, here I am supposed to be somebody, supposed to know something. And I'm just like this huge pile of failure, right? And I wasn't a very impressive person at that point. And my whole life was trying to be someone of stature that I was impressive. So I had the nice clothes, I had the nice cars, I had all this. And that's why when Michael was on the show the other week, he don't even know it, but he said something that meant the world to me. It wasn't even on the show, I just referred to it. He says, I knew TW3 was legit when I saw my neighbor dressed like a bum and always making money. Because my prayer since then was, put it to where I don't have anything loose. I put it out there, come, you know, you take it or leave it. If you want the business, if you want to buy this, great. If you don't, great. Because I think my whole life I'd been in a business position where, please buy this, please buy this. In other words, my livelihood was dependent upon that next sale. It was always that hand-to-mouth, you know, what do they call it, where you're paycheck to paycheck, feast or famine type business. And a lot of you guys are in sales, real estate, insurance. So you know what it's like. And that'd been my whole life. And so I was always in this thing, please. So I was always in this position where I felt like I was going to lose something if I didn't make this sale. Hmm. And then I was always in a position where I felt like, you know, if I tell them everything, they're not going to want to buy from me. If I tell them, no, I don't have a college degree. No, in other words, if I'm transparent, they'll never buy from me because who am I? I'm not that impressive. So I've always got to wear the nice stuff, drive the nice stuff, look the nice, because I've got to impress them, And when Pastor Terry, who's our pastor, taught me that prayer, it was like, that's freedom. Mm-hmm. When I don't have anything, you want to buy this? Great. If you don't want to buy this. So that brings me to the email Saturday. I send out this email talking and bragging about my members that I'm so proud of, Mark and Gary. Jeff and
Ron
and Reagan, you know it. I mean, there's not a day goes by. These guys aren't rolling in business and they're pulling down $5,000 plus a week and doing great.
It's awesome.
And I've done pretty well, and I've done so well that in the last year and a half, I don't feel like I have to sell anymore. I've never been in a position where I wasn't out there personally selling, beating the bushes. I've got to, because I got a family of seven to support, But in the last year and a half, I just sort of said, I'm going to make a business decision. So I'm not going to write personal business anymore. And that way my members know that the owner is not competing with them, because he's not going to take business personally. It's always going to go to someone else. Mm-hmm. And so, but I wanted to do that from day one, but I was like, I can't do that. I got to eat. And I can't, I can't depend on, what Lindsay or Gary or Michael, I can't depend on what they're going to say. Not that you would, but I want to sell more, last year and a half hadn't wrote, just started saying last year haven't wrote, and hadn't felt compelled to. So, I sent out this email and I'm bragging on everybody how well they're doing. And I got probably 10, 12 emails from different people.
and you actually read them. You're that guy.
I'm that guy. I read every email. I don't respond to any of them most of the time, but I do.
You can't, but you do read them.
I get literally 500 emails a day. And by the way, that's what I tell members all the time. If you want to get a response, don't email me.
Yeah.
Send in a ticket because you will not get a response if you email me directly. It's just, you know.
We'll get creative in how you subject it.
Yes. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Thank you, Michael. So all of them said the same thing. And I appreciate all of them because I think you have to, the internet is so, polluted with, you know, high on promise, low on delivery type stuff. There's a lot of junk out there and I get it. And if you're in the opportunity space, if you've been looking for things, then naturally you have probably ran across a few things that just don't add up. They're not on the square and you're probably jaded. You're probably a little cynical. You're probably a little just tired of it. I get it. I get that. I understand that. I give place for that. What I don't like is just coming flat out of the gates and accusing someone of being a liar, attacking their character. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I would do this, but you know, so I get this email from this one guy and we go back and forth. We go back and forth. And I was like, and so my prayer, nothing to lose, nothing to hide, no one to impress. And I'm really, I don't say that just to be saying it. I told him, listen, my first response to him, it doesn't sound like this is something you want to do or need to do right now. I says, cause I'm not in a position where I'm just going to quote unquote defend myself or sell you on or prove. I just take it or leave it. I don't, I've been doing this for going on 11 years. I'm not on trial here.
It works. Sure it's working?
You sure it's working?
You better restart it. I mean, just in case
folks look at me, I have not missed a meal. Lord.
Maybe a drink or two.
Maybe a drink or two. But not a meal. But you know, anyway, he was just so hyper attitude. Just a lot of attitude. And so he made this statement. Well, I was gonna buy your elite package, but you won't even give me you know, the satisfaction of at least verifying and proving this. He says, you won't send me your W-2s.
Uh-oh. No, he didn't.
It's tax season. Maybe he wanted we to got file him. Your taxes.
Maybe he's an accountant. Maybe I misinterpreted.
Maybe he works for HR Block.
That's right.
Maybe H&R I Block. Misinterpreted the whole thing.
Maybe. Let's assume the best, okay?
So.
He wanted to get him back in before the government reshut down.
That's probably what
it was. Hey, that's what I did.
You never knew what was coming.
You know, I misinterpreted this whole thing. I'm so glad you guys are on here.
What a nice guy.
What a nice guy.
I mean, if he simply said to me, send me a copy of the W-2, I would have assumed that too.
Yeah. Oh, naturally.
Yeah.
After having three or four email exchanges. And by the way, he wasn't the only one. I had three other people. I don't know why that's some sort of proof thing. So, in all of them, I had.
Where's your library with your Lamborghinis? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Can we take a picture with all of the cars that we drive?
Lord.
Some may be impressed. Others are going to be like, really? But that's, I don't think we're not trying to impress each other.
No, no. We're not.
So, I just jump in my power wheel.
Get on my scooter and go home.
That's right.
I'll ride my liquor sickle back down. So I told him, I said, well, first of all, I'm self-employed, so I don't have a W-2. I have 1099.
Strike one.
Do your homework. So I knew he wasn't volunteering to do taxes. At least if he was, I wasn't going to take it.
That's right.
So folks, for those looking in the camera, here are all of my 1099s right there that you'll see in the camera. So if you're listening to the audio podcast, you'll have to go back and watch episode 350. And so I made a deal with him. I said, let's make a deal because I come from the school. This is, and by the way, for you guys that were on the training Wednesday night and I was teaching these different clothes methods, this is what I call the put them up or shut them up clothes. I said, okay, I tell you what, you send me a credit card that's got enough credit on it to buy our elite package and 1 year worth of admins, and I'll just hold it. I'm not going to charge anything. I will then send you one of my 1099s. And if just one of my 1099s equals up to what I said, I didn't say I was doing this in the call center and in my business. I said other members were because I'm doing a little bit better. but if you can't believe that, you're not going to believe, right? And I said, I'll send you one of them. And if just one of them adds up to what I said, other members were doing, then, I'm going to charge your card for the elite package and 1 year worth of admin. 'Cause you said, hey, and do you know what he said?
He nothing. Said, bet. That's a new.
I hadn't heard from him since. So I'm handing that over to, 'cause I'm going to send him this video afterwards.
Gosh. That might be a strike.
No, okay. I won't do it.
I'm not petty.
I just gripes me. People, you know.
If we were in the sports world, you would be getting up to the hater status.
Am I getting up? Okay, well, then I'm going to back down. I'll back down if I'm hating. But, you know,
I hate Kevin Durant. I'll own it, though. Sometimes it's okay.
Why do you hate KD?
We're not going to get into it, but you want to.
KD is, okay. Outside of Michael Jordan, the best ball player.
This is not even funny anymore.
So what was hurtful. Last year's 2018 just on that one?
On this one. $250,499.15.
Now, if we go off a 50-week work week,
right?
What was an average of a 50-week work week?
Michael, you're going to make us do math.
Is that a little over $5,000 a week?
Way over.
Okay,
let's see.
250 divided by 50.
Trusty calendar here, calculator.
Oh wait, you messed up.
Yeah, that's not right.
So here's the thing, guys. I told them before we got out, I said, I don't want to get, don't 50. Let me.
That's right at 5,000 a week.
And what was I saying my members were?
5,000 a week.
And this but is that, one W-2.
Only
one.
And that's one. Only one. Well, I wasn't saying me. I was saying, because I've learned if there's a certain amount you can quote where people can believe it. And then there's a certain amount that just, this is way too, you know. And so you don't want to quote what they can't believe.
Well, and at the same token, too, if you say yourself.
Right.
Typically, if you look at any business.
Right.
Usually the top is highest paid.
Right.
So it's not what you want.
No.
One of 500 or one of 50,000, however big your company size is, to be saying this is what you can average. So I think it is more appropriate when you say here is. A team member that's been in the business for some time.
Yes.
Because the same Michael. Token, it doesn't, you know, you're not averaging out every single person that's been in it.
Exactly.
2 weeks.
Exactly. Because
That's not what you're selling.
No.
So
we're selling the long-term investment here.
Right.
If you get the system, take the training. And what I'm showing there for you guys wondering at home, you'll recognize the company that comes from. Don't mention it. Mm-hmm. But that's the same company I advocate our elite members getting to do their renewals with.
I saw that.
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
I do.
That's renewal money. That's all that is. That right there, you know, you were talking about getting in the business back in October and you're building your renewal business. And
$750 a month.
Already since October. I've been doing this for 11 years.
Right.
I get paid the same way you guys get paid.
Right.
Matter of fact, you guys get paid more than I do because when you make a sale, you're making the lion's share. Our portion goes to buying the plugins.
And this, like for me, this income, that's not even any new sales. That's just stuff that's already happened.
Right.
As long as you keep them happy.
I have the flu and I'm still making money.
To me, that is this answered prayer. Lord, give me nothing to lose. I don't care if I make this sale or not. Give me nothing to hide. I don't say anything. I can't back up. I'm not hiding a thing.
Sure.
You want to play ball? Let's play ball. Give me that credit card. I'll give you this W-2, a 1099. You know what I'm saying? And then, because by the way, I'm talking to you while I'm wearing a t-shirt and I'm in my underwear. As my neighbor says, I'm dressed like a bum because I don't have to be impressive.
Yeah.
That's freedom.
We're wearing sweatpants too.
I am.
Absolutely.
I didn't have to travel this week, so I'm not in a suit.
Exactly. That's true freedom. True freedom, guys. And so that's what we're pitching. That's what we're selling.
Ron had a good note.
What's that?
He had said some of those high pressure sales gurus share their riches up front 24/7, but as all they show you, you never find out or see what their actual business really is or how they supposedly make it. Which I think is cool because it's true. We may not you're not showing Lambos or Lamborghinis, but you'll go right into what our sales are. You can give the direct numbers of what we're doing.
Like, absolutely,
it's transparent
every month. First of the month.
Normally we don't do this until the first of the month, but since we had Salty Saturday. And I knew that there was going to be some of those folks.
And here it was, the weekend of love.
It was the week. That's what got me.
Really?
I mean, I just got back from a very relaxing time, soaking in the spa. But I get, you know, I hope guys forgive me if I'm coming across hateful or salty or anything. I'm really not. I even understand that person. I really do. But, you know, the only admonition I would give you is the good book says, judge not a matter before it's time. When is it time? You have all the facts. And, you know, don't get so cynical that, you know, the very opportunity, the very thing that might be able to catapult your career into a new level, you've already discounted and said, and walked away. That's what's sad about it.
Well, yeah. In this day and age, I think there's some appropriate, you know,
caution.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
With anything can be on the internet.
Anybody can say anything on the internet.
Right.
That's true.
And the world these days is trying to grab people by first impression. So let's show them the biggest, brightest thing that makes them, ooh, I want that.
Right.
And so brings them in.
So not our jam, though.
Right.
I mean, we get on here in our pajamas half the time and we're just real.
Yeah. Because we ain't got nobody to impress. Mm-mm. You know, and the beautiful thing about our business, you get in doing that RMP and that other stuff is what I keep, you know, encouraging my clients. And especially our ELT members, you know, you want to, you know, and if you're in on sales rep, if you're a sales rep there tonight, you, don't worry, you'll get there, you know, because, you know, when you first start and you first launch a business, yeah, you got to hustle. You got to hustle. Right. You got to sell. You got to produce. You got to produce. But if you build your business the right way, there's going to come a time because what Lindsay is holding right there won't take you the time it took me. You know why? Because for me to build that right there, I was having to also build this business that where it's at today. You're standing on 10 years worth of work here. Mm-hmm. You know, the wheel's not having to be reinvented. I'm not having to come up. The concepts, the strategies, they've been proven. They're working. They've worked over time. It's working. So, Lindsay, you could be right there. Michael, anybody could be that's got an ELT contract. You could be there in about 3 or 4 years.
I believe
it's,
that.
It's not going to take you 10 years. You need to close about 2 to 3. You need to get up to the point where you're closing 2 to 3 a week, you know, but you'll get there and you need to have a retention of about 80%, which means you got to get your training and stuff. And
I have 86%.
You go, girl.
Not that she's tracking.
I'm a numbers obsessed
not
person.
Not that I'm tracking it or anything. But the point is, you know, and it takes some time because the first pain point that people get is, oh my God, who am I going to talk to? The second pain point is, okay, I've got these clients. How am I going to manage them? You know, so there's all that you grow.
It's a curve.
It's a curve, but you get into your business and then, man, it's so cool.
It's very rewarding.
It's very, very, very rewarding. Reagan, do we got any questions before we break and go into our second segment?
Well, we don't have a ton of questions. We actually did have one. Could you repeat that prayer? Somebody was wondering.
Yeah. My prayer that my pastor taught me and I've been praying it. And what Lindsay is holding in her hand is an answer to that prayer. Is I have nothing to lose, I have nothing to hide, and I have nobody to impress. That is Terry Wilson's definition of freedom right there. When I can walk in a room, talk to a group of people, I don't care if they buy a system from me or not. So I don't have anything to lose by being there. I don't have all the chips on red. Oh my gosh, you know, I don't have anything to hide. You know, oh, you don't believe it? Here, read this, Lindsay. I ain't got nothing to hide.
Right.
Right. And I ain't got nobody impressed. At the conference, guys, I'm going to go ahead and warn you. You know, I don't have a face for Hollywood or a body for a magazine. I'm me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it ain't going to be impressive as far as that, but I'm going to give you content and my trainers are going to give you content that's going to set you free if you execute on it and implement it. It just will.
We had a couple of good notes from Gary and Mark. Gary said, I'm an elite member. I have many over $5,000 weeks in the call center. Been with TW3 5+ years. The deal is real.
Thank you, Gary. Absolutely.
And Mark also had a really good note. He said, when I found this business, I was broke, struggling life insurance and fighting cancer. With all that going on, I was still able to make over 70,000, excuse me, in my first 12 months. This business saved me.
So. I appreciate that. Mark wrote a review about his struggles with cancer and everything. And I cried the first time I read it. Cause I mean, it's just, you know, that's why, and you know, you were talking about, be careful, Terry, don't get too passionate cause he'll come across, but that's why it's real.
It is.
This
real.
Is life. And this is our life. You know, this is everything. And so when people just sort of, you know, yeah, I take it a little serious, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't, but.
And he said earlier the reason he didn't come down here because he was at the Biltmore.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. I was sitting here joking that, you know, thinking.
Oh, talking about Mark?
Yeah.
He was hanging at Biltmore and was at the Grove Park.
Well, he missed you by 1 week because you don't close on that house till next week. But I was like, yeah, no. But then I had to.
Are we going to start shooting from the Biltmore?
Why not?
TW3 live. No, probably we
should do that. But do the Ty Lopez script, being like, just here in my backyard. Yes.
That's exactly what we're all going up there.
We're going to start branding some wine, TW3. We're going big.
We're live from the TW3 studios here in Asheville, once known as the Biltmore. Well, guys, we're going to open. There are six lies that I want to cover tonight. And I'm telling you, these are six lies that if you believe any of them, you're going to stay poor. You will stay broke. It's just the reality of it. These are six lies. We're going to get into it right after this.
Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/callcenter right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/callcenter.
Are you hiring or recruiting for your business? Do you know the neighbors that just moved in across the street? How about that teacher or coach that just started at your church or school? You know, the good book says, know those who labor among you. And the best thing you can do to just make sure you're getting quality people around your business, around your school, around your neighborhood, around your life is to know those folks around you. And you can go to TerryWilson3.com/background and get a free background check on folks that you need to know what's going on. If you're hiring, you need to use TerryWilson3.com/background. If you are in the job market, you'll want to know what other people see and make sure the information is accurate. You can do that by going over to TerryWilson3.com/background. That's TerryWilson3.com/background.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Oh boy.
We are back.
Back to our show.
Back to our show. And now back to our show. I love his voice.
It's good.
I wish I could do that naturally.
It makes me want to go to Scotland and Ireland.
Uh-oh.
Like now.
I can't do it now, but let's go in September.
Okay.
Me and you. Got it. Let's go to Oslo.
No. Y'all will get in way Oslo. Too much
Oslo,
trouble.
Oslo, Stockholm.
Uh-uh. Oslo, Stockholm, Switzerland. Where else you want to go?
Sounds like we've already started planning.
If we're going to Switzerland, I want to join the
I feel
this
confident
the
I that Callie and Gina would veto this decision of y'all going alone.
If we went somewhere alone, the world would consistently be a better place.
That is true.
Michael's just nowhere to avoid at all times.
I'll be honest, I haven't seen a problem yet that me or Michael could not solve.
Oh my word.
Because see, we usually know the solution before we cause the problem.
Oh, is that how that works? So
we wouldn't have caused the problem if we didn't know the solution.
We're a step ahead.
Wow.
It's we play life like Jeopardy. We know the answer before the question.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, my word. Yes, we're full of it, guys. I'm sorry. So here's, if you're taking notes, if you're keeping score at home, here is number one. There's six lies that broke people believe. Number one, being rich is about having stuff.
They see us rolling in our Hondas and our Fords.
Where's our rap music right now?
Just rolling down the street. No, I'm not going to get preachy, guys, or anything like that, or hyper philosophical. And I like nice things. You know, sometimes my Christian brother says, all you do, Terry, is teach the love of money. I said, no, I don't teach the love of money. I just teach the hate of poverty. You know,
that's right.
I drive a Honda Accord, you know. I'm not. Yeah. Now, my son wanted me to get a Tesla, and we could have, but
I did push for that Tesla. I really did.
But I knew what would happen if I didn't. There he goes. He's turning into...
He's in a Tesla.
Yep.
Okay.
But Tesla Accords don't blow up.
That's true.
True.
I mean, they may.
So it's missing a feature is what you're really telling me.
It's true.
Sounds like Elon made a nuclear device as well. I think that's pretty cool.
That guy's brilliant.
No, yeah, like living large for me, one of my favorite things to do is order takeout. Like, yeah. That's me being crazy.
That's me going off the chain.
Watch out. Look out.
She's loose.
I ordered a salad before I came down here.
No, you go, girl.
It was delivered to our house and it was so good.
Have you noticed all? Well, we're going to chase a rabbit.
Yeah, let's go to number two.
Well, before I get to number two, let me tell you why I say being rich is not about stuff. Because in 2008, I had no stuff. All my stuff was gone. I lost it all. But here's what bankruptcy couldn't take from me. Here's what creditors couldn't take from me. Here's what the macro shift in an economy that I did not see coming could not take from me. The experience, the know-how, the skill sets that I had developed to know how to do online marketing, how to develop product, how to sell, all of those things, bankruptcy doesn't take from you.
Right.
And that's why I preach so much about self-development and mindset. And I know a lot of you guys think, man, he gets preachy a lot of times. And I don't mean to be. And so, guys, if you think I'm pushing a theology down your throat, I'm not. But I am telling you there is truth in this philosophy that says a man is so as he thinks. As a man is, so as he thinks. As a man thinks, so is he. I'll get it out in a minute. The point is, if you think you're broke, busted, and disgusted, if you think you're not worth anything, if you think, you know, low of yourself, then you'll act low. You'll carry yourself that way. If you think this is my lot in life, it is what it is. If you adopt that mentality, if you adopt that nothing that you see that's been presented could ever be real because it's just beyond what you could imagine making, then yeah, that's going to be your reality. You know, so be it according to your faith. So I'm telling you, real wealth is when you can develop yourself, develop these skill sets, develop these mindsets that's going to help you grow personally and professionally. Number two, my money situation is out of my control. Sorry, set.
You can help get it there.
You better believe it.
Well, that's true.
Well, and this is a big one, and we could get in trouble on this point.
Uh-oh.
But I will.
Think it through.
Pause.
Pause for the cause.
Do I want to say this?
Wait, hold on. Let me find it on your list here.
My money situation is out of my control.
Well, that is a lie from the enemy.
Let me put it this way. If you're waiting on some pundit, some politician, or some pontificate to set you financially free,
He just used an SAT word.
Yeah. Look, well, I didn't take that test.
A pontificate is someone that espouses and preaches. And usually, like, for instance, the Pope is called the pontificate.
Okay, got it.
It would be someone that uses that word.
Yeah.
Like Muhammad? Wait, Mahatma?
Mahatma. I think you went for
right beside the hot chicken.
You would think after a hot chicken lady would walk a little more humble with my word.
We need to give... Chris, if he hasn't already,
yeah,
probably has a pretty good new bit. Content going.
Yeah,
some stand up.
That's
comedy.
The whole reason he comes here. Is just so he said, I was on a podcast the other day. Let me tell you about this lady.
As supplied by Lindsay.
My point is, if you're waiting on big business or big government to be your solution, you're screwed already.
It ain't gonna happen, homie.
And by the way, that cuts both ways. The Republicans is big business. The Democrats are big government. So I'll offend everybody. But nice. The point is,
good job.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm an equal offender here.
I hate them all.
But the point is, you're the only person that can have control over your finances, and you're being sold a bill of goods. If you think anybody cares more about your money than you do,
yeah,
true point.
They're just wanting your vote, folks.
I think you can live inside of your... Okay, the majority of people can live inside of their means with self-control. I understand there's some people, like if you're homeless, obviously you don't have any means. So I'm not speaking to that person. But the people that work, if you get a paycheck, then you can build a lifestyle around that.
If you have your health.
Yeah.
You have your cognitive ability.
Right.
Then, you know, I agree. There are people that need other things. They need big government, big business. They need the pond.
I agree.
You know, I get that. I'm not, but I'm saying for the person who can, that just wants to say, well, I tried and you know, throw up their hands and quit before they ever, you got, is there all kinds of, and we're getting in trouble.
I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted by all these comments coming in.
As a man thinking that, thank you, Gina. I was trying to quote that and I butchered that. Absolutely. But, you know, quit waiting on, you're the only person that cares about your money as much as you do and your well-being. Okay. Now, so the number one lie, being rich is about stuff. It's not. It's about, you know, as a man thinketh. What? Did someone laugh?
Did you like a sneeze?
Oh.
No. My nose was about to run, so I went.
or a sniffle from a cry.
I got really emotional there.
I was looking down at the notes on my phone. So
oh, I got you. I got you. Know. Number two, my money situation is out of my control. Number three, I don't deserve, or I'll never be, or I don't know how. Have you ever heard that?
No.
I subscribe to the book, The Little Engine That Could.
I mean, that.
Hey now, don't laugh at me.
Is this a victim mentality or someone with true confidence issues?
A little both.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I personally like the people that have no confidence issues, where they put themselves in the situation where they don't know what they're doing, but they're like, I'll figure it out. I kind of like that. There's something admirable.
There's some boldness there.
There's some admirability.
You just described your daddy's life.
well, it's interesting, too, because, you know, I was... The other line of thinking you can go to is if you don't ask, you can't be told no.
Yeah,
it's true.
That's true.
So, short little story here. I was buying a pair of golf clubs about 2.5 years ago, and I was with my pastor.
Yeah.
We went to a national, you know, sports store.
Right.
And he was with me, and he was like, you should ask him if you can get a discount on that.
True.
And I was like, no. like no.
You know? No, I'm not gonna do that.
And I said, like, first of retail. All, you know, there was no reason for them to be on sale.
Right.
Because you want them to. That's the reason.
Right. And I was gonna pay the fair market value for them.
Right. Okay.
So we get up to the sales register and he's sitting here behind me. Hey, can we get 15% off those? Like
no, he didn't.
Like, I told you no.
I bet you they got you know? It, too.
And the cash register said, well, I can only give 10. So let me call the manager.
When?
So they called the manager, came up there, and I get 15? Yeah.
You know and what?
See, I was following that little third rule there. Like, I don't know how to do that. I'm not going to ask for that.
What was the third of the... I have it here, actually. Why am I asking you? You give me this paper. Well, I never read them.
Book of James says, I have not. Because I act not.
Right.
Third one was, I don't know how. So it's, I don't deserve, I'll never be, and I don't know how. Someone was asking what the third one was on the third.
The third one is, I don't deserve it, or I'll never be, or I don't know how. You know, it's all this. I like what Dean Smith said years ago, and I've heard it quote. Now, he might not have originated this quote, but he came to Campbell University and did a session. I went to basketball camp years ago. Said,
everybody get in a corner. We're just going to keep passing the basketball.
We're going to play monkey in the middle. We're going to play keep away. And they're going to have to come up with a shot clock. No, this kid was saying why he couldn't do something because he was sort of saying, you should have done this. And the kid said, well, the reason I couldn't do this, Coach Smith, because he's giving him his reason. And he just stopped and says, I understand. He says, but son, you got to understand something about basketball and about life. You can either have an excuse or you can have results, but you can't have both. He says, and we win games on results.
Well, it was like a video I saw yesterday on ESPN.
Yeah.
There's a JV football coach that coaches and has no arms or legs.
Wow.
And he's never played the game of football.
Right.
Because, of course,
well,
limited.
Right.
He wouldn't be able to.
Be a great kicker. Wait, you said no legs, right?
Right.
Yeah, that would
strike one.
But, I heard no arms.
And, yeah. But it was interesting because he learned the game by playing Madden. So I'm not plugging video games here.
Right.
But he took his situation and maximized it as much as possible. He wasn't going to let someone tell him that he couldn't.
Exactly.
And now he's been a coach for about 15 years.
That's cool.
That is awesome.
Really good result.
I love stories like that. I love stories like that. Because how many times you can sit in sports, you can sit in business, you can sit in anything. You can do whatever you want to do if you put it, provided there's just not some absolute obstacle. For instance, Gina's mom is never going to mix sound, you know, in Nashville as a sound engineer.
True story.
Valid reason for that.
Yes. She's tone deaf.
But on top of being normal deaf.
On top of being really deaf. But the point is, I mean, there are some things, you know, I'm not
technically true.
That is technically true. And
technically it's she is tone deaf.
What provided Chris his whole comical.
See, but sitting here, Terry, and thinking about this, though, it makes me think about even sort of some of the taglines that you use.
Yeah.
So, of course, you like to say, you know, it's important to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
So let's get past the I don't deserve.
Right.
Right. You know, we need to find value in ourselves first.
Yeah.
I'll never be. Well, I can't tie that one in exactly right away, but at least you give them the tools that they can be something if they want. It doesn't happen overnight.
Absolutely.
And the I don't know how, you also, through the back office tools, through the trainings, et cetera.
We'll show you how.
You know, you'll give them the
We'll the literally way to, show you how yeah. with the video. Right.
Step by step.
And partner with your trainer, do the same.
Right.
So three simple things you can get past that.
The thing is, so many times people compare what they think they know about one person about what they assume about themselves. And like, for instance, they'll look at Gary. Let's just pick on Gary for a minute. You know, he's just such a great salesman. I mean, you don't have to be, you know, where Gary might be a better salesman. Maybe you are better at this over here because you can approach this, our business or any other business for that matter, but I want to take it outside of just TW3. I've got people that cannot talk they cannot string four words together, but they can email, they can text, they can use the tools, they can communicate by other means and make it happen. I've got people that cannot for the life of them even get into their back office.
Oh, gracious. I know these people and I love them.
And we love them, but it's real. But the thing is, we teach them an elementary level of how to navigate something and we can put them in a position. Can you answer a phone and read this? Okay. You don't have to be technical. You can do this. In other words, we can work with what you got and help you supplement what you need and get you there. But don't give yourself an excuse that you can't, you know, because I always like talking about Linda for years. I mean, she couldn't even get in her back office. I'd run, you know, boosters for her, send her the leads, and she'd pick up a rotary phone. Mm-hmm. All right, honey, this is what I want you to do. Go to terrywilson3.com/orientation. Watch those videos. Call me back in 10 minutes. If you don't call me back in the next 10 minutes, I will call you. I'll call you 2 a.m. if I have to, but I will keep calling you until we talk. She was just that bold, right? But she's selling the fool out of it. Okay. Then I've got other clients that don't ever talk to anyone. I've got members that's never talked to their trainer because everything comes through email and video and stuff. So, you know, it takes all kinds. You can do it, but If I try to make myself like Michael, or if I try to make myself like Mark or Gary or Lindsay, I'm going to fail. I got to be Terry. But what part of Terry's system can I use and get going and make it work for me and make it happen?
Right.
That's what you got to do. Number four. If I try, I'll fail and only embarrass myself. That's going to keep you poor, folks. If the fear of failure, the fear of trying something, listen, go ahead and prepare yourself. You're going to fail the first time. You're going to fail the second time. You're going to fail the third time. You know, when one of the things I had to overcome is after my huge conglomerate crash and burn in 08, you know, I got into insurance. I started finding success again. Then I started having these people. Hey, can you generate leads for us? Can you coach us? Can you help us? And I kept turning business away and turning business away. Why? Because I kept thinking to myself, well, I'm a failure. How in the world do I have the wherewithal to tell anybody how to do anything after what I've just, and then I had to figure out, wait a minute, I can tell them what not to do. I figured out how not to do business. And that's how the whole system's. If you'll notice, there's no inventory. If you'll notice, you never have to beg, borrow, and steal from your friends, family, and foes trying to, you know, have parties and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. We got a system design that puts you in a great position. So number four, if you're a fear of failure and you're going to embarrass yourself, you got to get over that. You got to push through that. Number five, wealthy people are buttholes. Wealthy people are just a bunch of rich, spoiled people. It has been my experience. Most of the wealthy people I know are just like you and us. You and I. Us all. What am I trying to say?
You and I.
Thank you.
You and I.
Thank you.
Use guys.
Use guys.
You know, all of us.
A guy I work for, the only job I've ever had where I worked for someone outside of my first job at McDonald's, but an actual job, and it was a commission-based job, so it's still sort of like self-employment, was one of the Hames brothers that owned Hames Music. Wealthy, wealthy guy driving around. And this was in the mid-90s. He was still driving a 1978 Monte Carlo with the, he had a paper clip still holding up the lining in the car, you know, wearing clothes that, you know, him or his mother or somebody made from the 70s. And was happy as could be, just laid back. And you would not know that you were in front of a multimillionaire when you was talking to him. Because that's just the way he carried himself. There's a lot of people that wear it and they drive it, and that's fine, not judging. But there's a lot of people that you would never, ever know.
It's like your story from last week with the people that you went into.
Absolutely.
Pulled out bands.
You know, and someone made a great point, and it's true. I forget who made the comment. It says, your situation in life doesn't define you. You're right. And I would add to this, what defines you is the way you think. The way you think about yourself, the way you're responding to things, that is bringing definition to your life. Your situation is not. We all have ups and downs and valleys and stuff like that. So wealthy people, you're judging wealthy people. If you judge wealth, if you judge it well, you got to be a jerk. You got to be a crook. You got to be. I've literally have people that's told me, well, the only way you can ever amass wealth and money is you got to screw a bunch of people over. That's how they think.
I've met some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're also behind bars now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because the federal government found
them. They frown on that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Pharmaceutical sales the wrong way.
True.
Yeah. What are you laughing?
I'm laughing at Lindsay's reaction to that.
Hey, that's a rough life. Hey, what I do is legal.
Number six.
Never mind. That's another conversation. I'll tell you afterwards.
What we saw in New York is now down here.
The cool new van I saw yesterday rolling through our hometown last night.
CBD oil?
I don't know at all.
Is it medical marijuana that's approved by the government now?
No.
I don't think it's in South Carolina.
Not in South Carolina. No.
But let me get to number six.
Yeah, we'll talk about so this close.
It takes too much time and effort to gain wealth. Listen, guys, if it's worth having, it's worth fighting for.
Amen.
CBD
oil is worth fighting for. Y'all just don't know.
It takes too much time. Here we go, Terry. This is a little deeper. It takes too much time to continue to keep yourself in the rut that you're in.
That's true.
That's right.
You're going to spend time either being broke or being wealthy. Why not spend
whatever way you're going to go, whether you're broke or rich, you have to work hard to get there. Either way.
There's still 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
How are you going to spend it? Continuing to stay broke?
Well, a lot of people that are broke are not broke because they're not making money. They're broke because they're not managing their money wisely and investing it wisely in opportunities.
Or they don't believe in themselves.
Or they don't believe. And the best investment is invest in yourself. It really is. Because it goes back to money is not about, being rich is not about stuff. It's about knowing stuff. Have you ever studied some of these millionaires' house? Some of them have been bankrupt 1, 2, and 3 times. Mm-hmm. You know, you can try and fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
Staying down there's the problem.
Staying down is the problem. A good man falls 7 times, but he gets back up.
Gary's got my back, y'all.
What's Gary?
Thanks, Gary.
Appreciate
it,
Lindsay.
He's talking about
my CBD oil.
Preach it, Lindsay. Oh.
I think they came in with one of your quotes about people won't invest in themselves, but we can pretend it was the CBD oil.
I just stick with cheer one.
Oh, my word. Well, listen, guys, we got one more commercial break, and then we're coming back to answer your questions. If you have questions, get them in now. Reagan will go ahead and get them together, and we will answer them right after this.
Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to see your business explode in 2019? Last year of March 2018, we had our first conference where we had a small group of 25 entrepreneurs come together. Out of 25 entrepreneurs, 23 of them exploded this past year. And we're doing it again this year, March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Aloft Hotel in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. This three-day event is going to inspire you. It's going to inform you, and it's going to illustrate for you exactly how people just like you are taking their lives to new levels. You want to earn more? You want to enjoy more? Do you want to experience more? Then come to the You Are Worth More Conference this year, 2019, in Greenville, South Carolina. Register now at worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
All right.
All right. Thank you, thank you.
Good day, mate.
Good day. That's Australian.
What is he?
English.
We don't know.
He's English.
Is he?
Yeah, I got him from England.
Does that mean he's from England?
He was on vacation that week in Australia.
No, I think he was English.
You should find this out. You're going to feel stupid if he's Australian this whole time.
It would be just like
that would be hilarious.
I want an English voice.
What's his name?
I'll have to look it up later because I got him off of Fiverr. And this has been 5 or 6 years ago. But he was actually a weatherman there in England. So I just thought he was English. And he had that great
baritone. Before that, was he an MI7 agent?
I don't.
Questions that need answers.
Did he go by Bond? James Bond.
And here's Terry, shaken, not stirred. Oh, goodness. So let me ask you guys something. What is something you once believed about business and generating wealth that you now don't believe? And how did that belief system hold you back? I'll start with Lindsay. What do you think, Lindsay? What's something that you believed about business and generating wealth that that now you don't believe it? And how did that belief system hold you back?
I never realized that, like, and when I started working out of college, I didn't realize that you could work for yourself and make really, really good money.
Right.
I kind of thought that I would do what my parents did. My parents worked for somebody else. They still are. Yeah. You know, that's what you do. And now I feel like we live this completely countercultural lifestyle, you know.
Right.
I work for myself, I homeschool my kids. Justin's talking about it all the time about working for himself because he sees the freedom I have.
Right.
So
never having to ask someone for time off.
No.
Never having to ask for a raise.
Now, I'm a tyrant boss. I don't like to give myself time off, but that's my choice.
That's why it works for you.
Yeah.
That's why it works for you. I had a friend of mine that was a principal in school. And we're friends on Facebook, and he posted something the other day. It said, "Should you make your children do chores at
home?" Heck yeah.
Well, everybody said that. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I said, well, I've got to be somebody's got to.
You had to be the antagonist.
I had to be the antagonist.
Do you make them do?
This is what I said. I said, no. What you should tell them to do is find the kids that like to come over and play with their toys and then pay them half of their allowance for those kids to do their chores. And then have them go up the street and ask the kids in the neighborhood, do you have chores to do? And if they say yes, say, for half of your allowance, we'll do your chores for you, and then go back and take 10% off the top and have the kids that's doing your chores. I says, you guys are just raising a bunch of worker bees. I want some entrepreneurs in my family.
Is that how you raise these Wilson babies?
We didn't do that, but he did, actually. He used to pay his sister to do all.
That's true.
That's why they have kids that go out here and put up lemonade stands. And popsicle stands.
Hey, that's some good lemonade, though.
And then you say, how much did you make today? $100. And then I look at my kids, how much did you make today?
Daddy, can I get...
But wait, hold on. But didn't he use that $100 to buy you the Disney Princess Castle?
No.
He did. Let's not bring that up.
That's still
Let's
not bring in my house.
I love how he so dryly says no. No, he actually did not do that.
No.
Had to go there, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Thank you for asking.
No.
Here's what he really did.
He's just now on talking terms with me.
Here's what he really did.
Okay.
So let's go off script here for a second. And so
leave it to Lindsay.
I sent this note to a group text message, before I even put it on Facebook. And I said, hey, because he kindly asked if there's anything they could do.
Right.
Since we were sort of quarantined in our house.
Right.
I said, yes, you can go to the Lego store and get it.
Yeah.
So he says, okay, hold one second. Let me ask my neighbor that. So he sends just me a question, his neighbor, and asks him if I could go to Greenville buy a Lego store.
Are you busy? Can you go to Greenville?
Yeah. So I candidly responded. I'll hold the response. Myself.
Yeah. He gave me your number one sign. That's what
I can't really respond. Okay. So then I said, I'm upping this. I'm putting in public. And so I went public with it.
I was thinking that the Wilsons, because Gina. Problem
is there has to be shame in that.
Gina's so sweet. Whenever I'm sick with Wells and Carrington, she will stop what she's doing. She's done this 2 times for me and it's blessed me so much. She's gone to the store for me. So I thought Terry had stepped up and gone to Greenville. Well,
that's why Gina got some orange Gatorade for my 6-year-old.
I know. Gina's a rock star.
See, I didn't say Terry. but Terry and I understand. That's why Gina and him come together and it all works. If I had sent Terry there, well, first of all, he probably would have come back with purple Gatorade.
What color did you buy, though? Because hadn't you already gone to the store?
I bought red.
Oh, man.
Because the place I went didn't have orange.
Oh, you didn't go to another place?
No. I was a lazy dad today. And so I came home and disappointed my 6-year-old, and she looked at me and said, do you have orange Gatorade? I said, no.
Oh.
And then I got all pissed, philosophical with her because she was like, I like dark orange Gatorade. And I said, well, if you think about dark orange, what is it? I said, it's red. And she goes, no, I'm orange. So that was interesting.
You pulled the old, well, how do I know your red is my red? This is actually red.
That's right. So anyway, back to after hijacking this.
No, I'm enjoying it.
Wow.
Do you know how much that Lego castle is?
Is he not worth it?
Yes.
It's cheaper than Disney World. I can ask that. So next time you want to go to Disney World, Terry?
Did you see what was on our dining room table when you walked in?
I didn't.
I give. Okay? I give.
Next time we go to Disney World.
What is it?
A lot of money. You can just come next door and I can take you through.
Tomorrow, Cinderella's we're going castle. To Greenville and we're getting castle.
Tomorrow I'm going to do another thing.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and go into some of these questions.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Rolls right off. Me and Michael's in the same room. It's going to go off.
Watch out.
I'm
supposed to be productive.
For those that want a free audiobook, where do they go?
If they want to go to tierwilson3.com/freebook, you can get a free audiobook. And what you do is you try it out with them for 30 days. And for trying out their services, they give you your first book for free. And if you cancel the subscription at the end of 30 days, you don't owe them anything. You're not responsible for anything, and you get to keep that audiobook. So if you want a free audiobook, just go to terrywilson3.com/freebook. If you want a free sample copy of my book, You Are Worth More, you can go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore. It's not an audiobook. It's a PDF file. But
what's a good book that you've read lately that they should check out if it's not your book?
If it's not my book, anything by Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, John Maxwell, Cynic. What is his name?
Lisa Turkust. For the chicks in the audience.
Who?
Lisa Turkust.
Which was that? Lady Wash Your Face? Woman Wash Your
Face?
No,
that's by Rachel Hollis.
Okay.
And that's a good motivational book too. It's Come Under Fire in Christian World. So we'll talk about that later. But Lisa Turkust, LYSATERKEUST. Her stuff is good.
Okay.
Really good.
Did you also read the first chapter of Jordan Peterson's book and then immediately clean up everything around you, clean up your room?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what everybody did.
I'm a huge, now listen, I might be getting in trouble because I know he's controversial, but I'm a huge Jordan Peterson fan.
He shouldn't be controversial.
He should not be. If he's controversial to someone, it's because they haven't studied enough of what he's actually saying.
Yeah.
And if you like Netflix, you should watch Marie Kondo. I think that's her name. And she tells you to go through your house and pick everything up. And if it does not spark joy, to throw it in the trash.
Well, interesting.
Does that include children?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, River.
I was about to say, River's about to end up without a home. Sorry, guys.
Nah, I'm messing with you. Go ahead. What's the next question?
Let's see. On a day-to-day basis, what specific activities are done by your high earners?
Great, great question. Number one, you'll see that they're on here. I bet you Gary's made some comments. I bet you Bam Bam's made some comments. I bet you Mark Griffin has been on here making comments. They attend these things. They're engaged. They're at the trainings on midweek. And so they're constantly engaged to what's going on, staying abreast of the new techniques and networking with other high-end people and saying, "And you know, what are you doing that's working?" They're attending the mastermind group on Wednesday night. And here's the other thing. I would imagine all of them at least once a day is doing some sort of lead gen activity to keep leads coming into their funnel. Because we have a process to you eventually, if you work this the right way, you're only talking to people that have already been qualified. Okay. And if you haven't got a funnel built and hadn't got some of the technical things in place, you have to do a little more grunt work.
Well, what do you tell everybody? You mastered those first four steps before you move on. All of them have mastered the first four steps. Like that's,
if you have mastered the first four steps, like they have, all they do is scale their business, you know, because instead of talking to three qualified leads a day, they're talking to 30. Instead of making, you know, one sale a day, they're making a couple sales a day.
Yep.
And they're making, you know, what we claim they're making and, you know, getting salty email responses from.
But hey, just, I have a member and he did his sales funnel.
Yes.
And he did so good. His name is Kevin, and I'm super, super proud.
Kevin, we're proud of you, Kevin.
Yep.
It's hard.
It is. I mean, it takes some real diligence.
Yeah. Excellent. There's a lot of
he didn't send me a single question. He just said, "Hey, I'm done. Can you take a look at this?" And I was like, "Oh, nailed it."
When we say it's hard, it's not that it's hard that, you know, it's impossible or anything. It's just a lot to it. There's a lot of moving parts.
Right.
And you have to just take the time and just do it and don't try to circumvent it.
I think the hard part of it is just sitting there and just, okay, I've got to do this.
Complete focus, 100% of your attention.
You just got to put whatever.
I'm just going to take a couple hours and just focus on
it. Get tunnel vision about it and just go in and get it done. Because it's not fun.
It's not.
But here's the thing.
It's like going to the dentist.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's worse than going to the dentist sometimes. At least with dentists, you get Novocaine. But you just do it. And then once it's done, you got it.
Then it's done.
Terry, what did you say about having enterprise in your domain name again? Was it a bad thing? And if so, why?
I don't think I've ever said anything about having enterprise in your domain name.
I know you go by your own name. You've mentioned that before.
Okay, I see what you're saying. The reason, prime example, what did we talk about in segment two tonight about getting a salty email from someone that basically called me a liar for saying, "I've got members making this kind of money. Yeah. You can too." Okay. Now, think about this just for a second.
If you didn't, I doubt you'd have Terry Wilson.
If I was telling tales out of school, as we like to say in the South, if I was stretching the truth, I definitely wouldn't be using my own name.
He'd probably use his neighbor's.
I'd use my neighbor's name. Exactly.
Michael.com.
MichaelC.com. But the point is, you can do everything you can try to be as transparent as possible. You're still going to have pushback. I'm saying you're going to have more of that if you don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So build your business on you, your brand. That's my personal belief. I've got members that are using an enterprise name, using, you know, the leadconsultantgroup.com. There's nothing wrong with that because you can have your pictures and about you. You can still achieve some of the same things. It's just I've got personal reasons, as I shared in the conference, of why I do that. But do as you want. But I would say, you know, for any of you guys that are in this space that are wanting to build a coaching business and help people start home-based businesses, you know, do it under your name. Because to me, I don't believe anybody is going to put something under their own name if they've got any nefarious motives.
Because it's your name.
Well, why would you? That's the dumbest
unless
thing.
You want to trash your name.
Unless you
which
just
most people I don't know want to do.
I don't think people even if you are a crook and nefarious.
Yeah.
You're not going to go out there, you know, BubbaJones.com.
Unless, by the way, there's no Bubba Jones out there that's nefarious. That's a name. That's a good old boy. Anybody named Bubba Jones is a good guy.
I've learned
probably
in these,
true.
Rhetorically, you can only make fun of your own culture.
It's true.
So I'm staying in my culture.
I think we've hit the end of the questions.
Guys, one last thing and we're going to get out of here. Thanks to everybody for being on. Caroline, it's so good to see you tonight. Come to the conference. We've got just a couple more tickets left. And if you really want to take your money, business, and life to new levels in 2019, then you need to be at the conference. You just have to. I don't care if you have to sell the couch you're sitting on to get there. I'm telling you, you'll make it back because you're going to learn. You're going to be around people. You're going to get some tools, some training that it goes beyond just what you can get in a webinar. It goes beyond what you can get in these podcasts. It goes beyond what you can do. Get there so that you can learn how to do this. And I love what Mark said, Captain Quackenbush. He says some things are caught and some things are taught. And he says what got him stirred up. And I mean, you know, he went from just being a new member, just joining, finding out he had cancer and having to take chemo, having all kinds of things in his life hit him at one time. He goes to the conference. He gets inspired. He figures out this is the real deal. He figures out, oh, this is what they're doing. This is how you do it. And I mean, he shot up like a rocket this year and it just keeps on going. And he's on track to, you know, make some serious, serious money in a 12-month period. I mean, in a 6-month period, he made a little over $70,000. So come on, guys. The deal is real. You can do it. You can do it if you'll engage it. But you got to go to worthmoreconference.com and get those tickets. If you are an existing member, you can get a discount right now. Just put in your recruiter's name. You can get the discount. You can get it down to $197. If you want to get that discount, become a member, then go get your tickets and you can get that discount. This Friday is the last cutoff date. If you want to have a lunch with us, you can have lunch with my ELTs, myself, and, you know, sit around and just chew the fat, literally, because we're having barbecue. we can also talk about, you know, your business and what you're doing, and you can hang out with some of my guys and myself as well. But for lunch on Friday and Saturday, that's when those lunches are, and it'll be catered. But if you want to attend that, because we've got to tell the caterer how many people we've got coming so they can start prepping. So the cutoff for that is Friday. Got any other questions? Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We hope we inspired you. We hope we informed you. We hope we gave you some things that you can take back. Remember those six things that are killing people and keeping them broke, busted, and disgusted. Being rich is not about having stuff. Number two, my money situation's out of my control. It is in your control. Number three, I don't deserve. Yes, you do. I'll never be. Yes, you will. I don't know how. You can learn. Number four, if I'll try, I'll fail, and I'll just embarrass myself. Well, that's pride talking. Get over it. Get going. Number five, wealthy people are just a bunch of buttholes. Well, some of them may be, but I know a bunch of poor people that are as well. So that shouldn't inspire you to or from. And number six, it takes too long, it takes too much time. Well, listen, it takes time to be poor as well. So why not spend your time wisely and make some money while you're at it? Till next time, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,